Glenn, you've given the champions a real game today, but how agonising was it to lose it right at the death like that?
Yeah, of course. We lost it in injury time, and we were so close of getting something out of this game. And I think it says it all that all the boys were really disappointed, you know, coming away from home at the champions. I think that sums up this game, yeah.
When you look at their team and they've got Touré out there and Lampard and all the other stars, they can bring on Nasri and Silva in the second half. I'm guessing you can take some comfort from the fact that you did give them a real game today.
Of course, I think we did more than giving them a real game, you know. They had to push to their limits, and like I said, it says it all that we were disappointed not getting something out of this game. So I think there's a lot of positives, you know, for us out there, and we can use it into the next game now.
What do you think was different today compared to the last visit here? Because it was just a totally different... I mean, obviously the second half and the sending off had an impact last time, but today you were just very tight and you frustrated them, didn't you?
Yeah, we were really, really compact as a team, and they couldn't get through us. They tried different ways, and we defended really well as a team, and like you said, we really frustrated them. But then, yeah, they have a bit of extra class, like putting David Silva on, and it gives them an extra dimension, and a few tired bodies as well. But I think we can be really proud of the game today.
There's a lot of players in this team, you know, young players who haven't come up against opponents like Manchester City before, who worked ever so well for him in Liam Palmer, Stevie May, and they'll learn a lot from a game like this, won't they?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is where we eventually want to be, this league, playing against these teams. So, you know, you have to enjoy these occasions and, you know, take all the positives out of it, you know, as you go along. And I think you know, everyone, especially the young boys, who can learn a lot from this.
Last time when you lost 7-0, was it a bit of a battle to come back from that? I mean, you didn't win a game for 11 afterwards. And do you think this time you'll find it quite easy to just move on, take the positives and go into that Forest game next week full of confidence?
Well, I think we can be positive. You know, that's one thing for sure. I think maybe the 7-0 carried it a bit on into the league, but I'm gonna make sure that's not happening again. You know, like you said, we have to take a lot of positives out of this game and take them into the next big game for us.
Because you are on a decent run right now. The win at Wigan followed up the Boxing Day win against Blackpool. You can take momentum from this too. I mean, it's going to set up a pretty big January in the league now, isn't it?
Of course, we're only 6 points behind playoffs, and this league is wide open for us to, you know, to have a real go at it. And starting with the game against Forest on Saturday.
Do you think it could be a bit of a pivotal month, really, that by the end of January, if you are still in touch with the top six, that could be a genuine target going into the last 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, of course. Hopefully we can strengthen the squad a bit, and I think if we do that, we can have a real good go at it.
I mean, you, again, have continued to play well with Tom Lees. As that partnership has developed over the year, is your understanding together even better now than it was at the start of the year?
Yeah, of course. You need to get used to each other, and like you said, it goes better and better each game. And even against a team like this, you know, I think we felt and looked comfortable. So yeah, it's a positive thing that's growing.
Have you seen him sort of growing in confidence and growing in the way that he's played in the Championship this year? Because it was a big move for him, obviously leaving Leeds where he'd been for a long time, to come to here, but it's been a big success so far.
Yeah, I think the moment he put that Wednesday shirt on, he's been outstanding for us, and like you said, he keeps improving himself every week, so we're delighted that we signed him, yeah.
And obviously Stevie May setting up Ati Niuyu for a goal here. Goals have been an issue perhaps for the club at times this year, but that's positive to see them two linking up, isn't it, to provide a goal there?
Yeah, of course. You know, we were really delighted, and they're still, you know, changing a lot up front, but I think if you get like a partnership going on there, it helps as well to understand each other better, and I'm sure we'll score more goals.
A word on the fans too. I think you threw your shirt into the crowd afterwards, and just terrific support from those Wednesday fans again.
Yeah, it was just a bit of appreciation that they again took a lot of support into a away game for us, and they've been outstanding all season, so it was a little thank for them.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you.
You're welcome.